Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to this Thursday edition of our broadcast. So thankful that you're with us here on Derek Prince Legacy Radio. If you've been with us for the last 3 days, you know that Derek Prince has been teaching us about all the benefits and glories of thanksgiving, praise, and worship. It really has been inspiring how thanksgiving is a key to the miraculous and how God's heart responds to it and how it's the key to the presence of the Lord. Today, Derek is going to turn that around and talk about how unthankfulness, how ingratitude is a prelude to disaster. You know, the book of Romans tells us that it's a reprobate heart that is not grateful, that's not thankful for what God has done. That's a real sign of a culture in decline, and I'm a little concerned that that's the way our culture is. So today's teaching should be a marvelous antidote to the trend of our culture. And by the way, towards the back end of our show today, we're going to be doing a special interview with Lou Engle, who is issuing a call in Nashville on July the 7th that's going to be something really marvelous. You're going to want to hear this, and Lou Engle expresses it so beautifully and so powerfully. So get your Bible, get a pad, get a pen, and be ready to take down some notes, because we want to really guard ourselves against the disasters that can come when our hearts are ungrateful.
In my talk today, I'm going to look at the opposite side of the coin, unthankfulness. I'm going to lay bare the subtle snare of unthankfulness and all the disastrous consequences that follow in its train. The first thing we need to see is that both thankfulness and unthankfulness are expressed through our mouths. Unthankfulness comes out of our mouths in the form of such things as complaining or grumbling. And the scripture has a lot of solemn warnings against grumbling or complaining. For instance, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, Paul says, "Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation." The implication is clear. If we are to be real children of God, blameless and pure, we're going to have to learn to do everything without complaining or arguing. Complaining and arguing are two things that ought not to come out of the mouths of God's children. Also in the Epistle of Jude, there's a picture of the ungodly. In verse 15 of this epistle, the word ungodly actually occurs 5 times in one verse. And in the next verse, verse 16, we have this description of these ungodly men. "These men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage." Notice the first distinctive characteristic of these ungodly men is that they are grumblers. And they are grumblers because they're following their own evil desires. One thing we can be sure of, when we start grumbling, it's because we're following our own evil desires. You see, ultimately, the words that come out of our mouths are either positive or negative. There really isn't anything neutral in our speech. It's either good or it's bad. It's either acceptable to God or it's unpleasing to God. And there's no middle ground. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. "And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment." A careless word in Greek actually is a word that doesn't have any fruit, any good work resulting. So every word that doesn't produce good, that doesn't have a good consequence, that doesn't accomplish something good, we're going to have to give account for it in the day of judgment. Frankly, some of us would be wise to talk less, because a lot of things we say when we talk too much, we're going to have to give account to God for one day. And then in the next verse, Jesus continues like this, "For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words, you shall be condemned." So our words are either going to cause us to be justified, to be accepted as righteous with God, or to be condemned, to be rejected by God, and there's nothing in between. All the words that we speak have one or other consequence. They cause us to be justified, or they cause us to be condemned. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul gives us a picture of Israel after their deliverance out of Egypt, on their way through the wilderness. And he points out many mistakes and unfortunate things and evil things that they did. And he warns us that we should not follow the evil example of Israel. This is what he says. Now these things happened as examples for us, that we should not crave evil things, as they also craved. And do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and stood up to play. Nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. And another translation says, killed by the destroying angel. Now these things, all that Paul has been writing about, happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. In other words, all these things that happened to Israel are recorded in Scripture as an example and a warning to us that we shouldn't do the same things. Specifically, we are warned against five sins. In verse 6, craving evil things. In verse 7, idolatry. In verse 8, sexual immorality. In verse 9, testing or trying the Lord, that is, questioning God's wisdom and power and ability and faithfulness. And verse 10, grumbling. So notice the other sins that grumbling is set beside. They are these: craving evil things, idolatry, sexual immorality, and testing God. That's God's estimate of grumbling, and it's recorded in Scripture for our warning. So when you start to grumble, just bear in mind that you're categorized with those who crave evil things, those who practice idolatry and sexual immorality, and those who are guilty of trying or testing God.
You know, this is a great time for us to check ourselves and check our hearts. Are we grumblers? Are we complainers? You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to turn to those who are closest to us and say, look, do you find me grumbling and complaining a lot? And giving them permission to verbally slap us across the face, to check us, to correct us when that's coming out of our mouths. If ingratitude is a key to disaster, we should begin to build systems into our lives to prevent it. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you long to truly know God, to actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through His marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today. As you probably know, we're working through a series with Derek Prince on Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And today, it's like we're getting the warnings. We're getting the word from God, from the Scriptures, that warn us about what happens when our hearts are ungrateful. The Bible says that for Israel, when they were ungrateful, their hearts craved evil things. They were given to idolatry, sexual immorality. It really does put the fear of God into us. Let's listen as Derek continues this marvelous teaching.
Notice the other sins that grumbling is set beside. They are these: craving evil things, idolatry, sexual immorality, and testing God. That's God's estimate of grumbling, and it's recorded in Scripture for our warning. So when you start to grumble, just bear in mind that you're categorized with those who crave evil things, those who practice idolatry and sexual immorality, and those who are guilty of trying or testing God. It's also interesting that there was a particular kind of judgment on those Israelites who grumbled. It says they were killed by the destroying angel. That really impresses me. God had to send an angel, not just some natural calamity or disaster, but an actual angel to deal with these people of his who were guilty of grumbling. I tell you, that makes me think twice before I permit myself to grumble. The most solemn of all warnings against the danger of unthankfulness are to be found in Romans chapter 1, from verse 21 onwards. Paul is speaking about the declension of all humanity into its condition of sin and ignorance and darkness and misery. And in verse 21, he shows us how this decline of humanity began. He says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened." What were the first two downward steps that humanity took? The first was not glorifying God. The second was not giving God thanks. With regard to glorifying God, compare what Paul says a little later on in Romans 3:23. He says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The very essence of sin is failing to glorify God. Somebody said once, man has no right to exist if he does not exist for the glory of God. And when we fail to glorify God in our existence, that in itself is the essence of sin. And the first failure always leads to the second. When we cease to glorify God, it won't be long before we cease to give him thanks. And from this point onwards, the path goes deeper and darker down into an horrible abyss of wickedness, ignorance, vileness, and misery. I'll read the verses that follow, Romans 1:22-32, bearing in mind that this is the result in our experience when we fail to glorify God and to give him thanks. "Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them." Isn't that a terrible list? How pitiful, how dark, how hopeless. And yet note the steps that led to that decline. When they knew God, they glorified him not, neither were thankful. Now here's the safeguard, Hebrews 12:28-29. "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire."
You know, I want to urge you, coming out of this powerful teaching by Derek, that you take your Bible and go sit somewhere quietly today and look at Romans chapter 1, verses 22 through 32. This is a description of a people in decline. This is a description of a culture in decline. This is a description of what a human heart is like when it's moving away from God into a reprobate state. And I want to urge you to look at it as though it's a mirror to your own life. And if you see anything that describes you, repent of it. Listen, there's so much more to come, including a marvelous time in our studio with Lou Engle, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you long to truly know God, to actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through his marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. With me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Dick, it's always great to have you, buddy.
Stephen, thanks. It's good to be with you again.
And you're with me today because we're going to be spending some time with a very special friend, Lou Engle. Lou Engle is a man with a special grace from God for prayer and intercession. And on July the 7th of this year, he has issued a call for people to come to Nashville, Tennessee, and to really reverse some of the things that happened during the Summer of Love 40 years ago in 1967, when there was the sexual experimentation and the hallucinogenic drugs and the breaking up of families and so much of the dark side of the 60s. Counterculture. And so we're going to explore that a bit, talk about what they're doing, talk about this marvelous event in Nashville. Lou, it's great to have you with us, buddy.
Great to be with you guys again.
Talk to us as though we've never heard of this and tell us what the call is.
40 years ago, there was a great divorce from the ways of God. 40 years ago, there was an outpouring of the Spirit called the Jesus Movement. 40 years ago, Jerusalem came into the hands of Israel. I received a vision from God reading Derek Prince's book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, that in times of crisis and transition, God blows a trumpet, he calls his people to fasting, and out of that, things turn like they would not turn otherwise. On 7707, we're gathering to Nashville Stadium on 7707 to unite in a 40-year generational landmark for a national day of repentance, fasting, and prayer, and calling on God that he would show mercy to America and turn us back to him. And that's what we're doing. It was born out of Derek's vision, and it got rooted in my heart, and that's what I'm doing, guys.
That's great.
Now, Lou, I live in Nashville, and I watch the Titans play all the time at the arena where you're going to be having this event. And, you know, it seats almost just over 70,000 folks. Are you thinking we'll have that many people gather for this magnificent event?
Well, this is our dream. You know, we called the call D.C., and Derek, was a part of that in 2000, and 400,000 showed up. We have no idea. It could be 20,000, or it could be so many we have to put them in the parking lot. All I know is this. I want to be faithful to issuing a trumpet sound of United Fasting on a day that there are more marriages taking place than ever in history. But we believe it's time to get remarried to Jesus, divorce the old, and then ask God for the custody of the children we've lost over 40 years, pray for the greatest harvest in history. So, hey, everyone listening, it's Joel Cook. Everybody comes and unites in fasting and prayer.
Now, Dick, how is DPM going to be connecting to this? I know you're very much behind this vision.
Well, we are. And, if you read the foreword to Derek's book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, which is done by Lou. And Lou, thanks for doing that for us.
Thank you.
Lou states in that the vision for stadiums full of people fasting and praying came from his initial reading of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. And so when we were recognizing that and realizing that, Lou, we have a connection with you, and you have a connection to Derek that is just absolutely, solid as a rock. And so what we began to sense was, in talking with Lou, was that our involvement in it needed to be this, that we would put a copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting in the hands of every young person coming to the call, Nashville. And so this weekend, that is going to happen. As kids come to this event, our donors have stepped up to the plate. They have contributed the money so that we could provide these books for Lou and the call and the kids who are going to be coming to this event, and all the people who are going to be coming to this event, young and old. And we will place in their hands a copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. And if Lou's experience is any indicator, it went off like a stick of dynamite in Lou's hands. And Lou, you've done so much to bring awareness to the people of America and other nations of the power of prayer and fasting to change a nation. And we just want to thank you, brother. It's a privilege for us to be linked with you in this great effort.
I can't tell you how much it means to me. I wept with Derek Prince in that hotel room in the year 2000, thanking him for being a father to a generation. And I have asked God for the privilege of giving his seed to the youth of the world. We're going to do calls in France, possibly in Israel. And if God helps all of us, I'd like to take that book and launch it all over the world, because I believe it has keys to change nations. That's what I want to see God glorified through.
Amen.
Lou, we've got about 45 seconds. Tell people how they can connect with the call, with you. Give names, websites, addresses, so that people who want to be mobilized here can really be part of this.
Yes, thecall.com. Just go to thecall.com for all your information. Hotels are being booked. Get going right now. And please, blow the trumpet. I believe it's a true Joel 2. Call young and old to pray and fast. I believe God can turn things on that day. And so thecall.com. Thanks so much for letting me shout this out, you guys.
Absolutely. Right. And then, Dick, also on the Derek Prince Ministries website.
Absolutely right. If you just log on to derekprince.org, you will see references to The Call Nashville 7707. Log on to those and log on to our website, and then just click on those and you'll get all kinds of information. Lou, it's a privilege to be linked with you in this. We just want you to know it's an honor and a privilege. Thanks.
I can't thank you guys enough. Wow. Really, it just means a lot to me.
Lou, I want to thank you for carrying on the work of our Lord, but also the vision of Derek Prince into this generation. It's great having you on the air with us today.
Thanks so much.
God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, Lou.
You know, Dick, this is a really exciting project because it has the potential to break a curse that has come over a generation. You know, for 40 years, a biblical generation, we have been living in the spiritual wake of that summer of love, which wasn't real love. It was actually a summer of carnality. And whatever other wonderful things happened in the 1960s, we know that that particular summer poured some horrible things into our country. And here's a chance to break those curses and to do something positive.
Sure, it was a negative time, but the other thing that it ties right into what Derek's talking about with the grumbling and the complaining, you know, there's nothing that's a more powerful antidote to that negativity that was birthed back then than to take a step like Lou is taking and calling people together for fasting and prayer and calling out to God on behalf of our nation.
Well, as you probably know, I mean, I'm sure many of our listeners know, many great revivals have begun with calls to prayer, with solemn assemblies, and so this could really spark something exciting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it being a watershed event.
Well, that's exciting, and I know DPM's very involved, and that's exciting too.
We are.
People can check into that on the website. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's new and inspiring book, Entering the Presence of God. Available right now for only $12.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy of Entering the Presence of God securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.